welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. I'm your host, Michael Bozy. Thank you for joining as always. Really appreciate that you're here. Now, the last episode that I published was episode number 30, and it led me to do a little bit of reflection about the series, where it's going, what I'm doing, where it's headed, all that. And you know, I started to realize that everything that I talk about here with regard to content strategy and content marketing, everything is really about running your business the right way. You know, trying to do something that's good for the world, trying to talk about yourself and your story, not in a self-promotional way, but in a way that is providing some genuine value for the folks that you talk to. This is what content marketing is all about. And it kind of, you know, here's the thing. It's kind of a requirement, not just a nice to have. Now, of course, I'm making some assumptions about you, the audience, my listeners, based on the interactions that I've had, the questions that come up and all that. And really, I think that the folks who are benefiting from this are folks who sort of fit into the following categories, right? One, you're a small business, probably not an established company, right? Totally different set of challenges. I'm making the assumption that you're producing a remarkable product or service, using that word remarkable intentionally, right? It's actually what content marketing depends on, that someone literally remarks about your product, your service, or about you to someone else. You can't take advantage of the network effect of digital without that story or those pieces of content traveling. And that happens via, you know, social media, whatever the channels are, it doesn't matter. It can be via email, can be via anything, but someone has to want to remark about it. So it's got to, by definition, be remarkable. Now, I'm also making the assumption that you're bootstrapping. You're not someone who's seeking outside funding, VC funding, angel funding, whatever. I know some of my audience is doing that, but I think that most of the folks who I'm in contact with tend to be trying to build something without taking outside funding. In other words, going right to their customers, again, employing network effect to reach a wider audience and start a relationship directly with the customer. And the other big thing is that you're sort of bought into the idea that you're going to build your audience organically, not succumbing to cheap content ploys, trying to purchase ads or other channel marketing. And it's not to say that those things can't work, they can. But in general, you sort of realize that, you know, building an audience organically can be one of the best assets that you have in your business. And the fun part about what I do is, you know, I tend to identify with the underdog almost always. The small player with a new idea, a new way of doing things. And, you know, in my view, the status quo is almost always bad. I say that because, you know, I always feel like it, no matter how good something is, it can always be improved. So that means the status quo to me is stasis. That's bad, right? We want to continue to improve, and that's in every field, every segment, every product, everything that we can do. I just feel like humans want to be better. We like to make progress. So that means those that defend the status quo, the current way of doing things, I'll never relate to that. I'm always on the side of the underdog, someone who's trying to make something better, even if it's incrementally. And, you know, applying this to business, you know, the entrenched leader making those incremental improvements, good for them. It's just not that interesting to me. That challenge is way different once you get to that point, even for the best businesses in the world, right? There are a lot of large companies doing really good things. But, you know, even though some people revel in those challenges, that's not really for me. The thing that I enjoy the most is seeing the rapid sort of 0 to 60 growth that can happen in a business that's powered by digital, taking advantage of those network effects, which are so powerful. And if you can move up the chain from, you know, a little bit of awareness in your business to some trust in you and your business to actual advocacy, the thing that I was talking about before, where things travel node to node, where people are talking to one another about your business, that's when your business can take off. Scale is actually possible without the old idea of economies of scale, you know, that big businesses relied on for so long. You don't need that anymore because you can go right directly to your customer. Now, I also identify with those who are trying to do some good in the world, right? To either educate, entertain, or inspire, to make a positive difference in the world. And as much as that sounds like, you know, this sort of do-gooder optimism that you can easily brush off as sort of, you know, oh, that's not how business is done. You know, it's actually kind of a requirement for content marketing to work. As I've said, the idea travels because it's remarkable, right? And here's the thing. In that exchange, when someone remarks to someone else, that's sort of the first step, right? If you can actually get them to do that excitedly, now that remark becomes advocacy. And advocacy is fuel for that content to travel far and wide, right? The network is out there now, and content that's bounced sort of from node to node, that's how content marketing works. And guess what? It has a much better chance of traveling if it's committed to making a positive difference to someone. That's just the way it works in content marketing. Now, being a small player, that doesn't really matter, right? The Davids of the world can take on the Goliaths now, and they can win reliably. These sort of, you know, slow-moving, monolithic companies, they still lumber along, you know, blaring out their sort of self-centered, unidirectional messaging all over the loudspeakers of paid channels, right? But something changed. We stopped listening. We got tired of their lies, their micro-lies, and their lies of omission. They're whitewashing, they're feature dumping, their Sunday best behavior. But we know what they think of us when we're not right there in front of them. We're clicks, we're eyeballs, we're demographics, we're money personified. We're gullible, we're easy to manipulate, we're cattle, prodded by the tastemakers until we just give in and buy their stuff. There's not mutual respect there. There's no relationship. Just give me your money and we'll leave you alone. Except that they won't. They'll keep hounding you, interrupting you with commercials, with pop-up ads. They'll keep stalking you with creepy banner ads and purchase lists. Now, is it any wonder that, you know, given that behavior, that we avoid their ads? Think about this. The best case for them is that we sit through it. Right? We suffer it until it's over. How many times have you experienced that where you just, you know, an ad comes on and usually, you know, since they use that compression technique, if it's on television, the ad is super loud. I find that to be so irritating, so annoying, so obtrusive. You know, not that I'm going to buy something from an ad anyway, but it makes me want to actively avoid that advertiser if they use that trick. And, you know, they purchase that. They pay for that little trick. That's annoying. Think of how aggressive that is, you know, that they need to shout literally at louder volume so that we'll pay attention to them. You know, with all these tricks, and I could go on, there's countless tricks out there in the realm of quote-unquote marketing. We don't believe them anymore, and with good reason, right? They've systematically destroyed our trust. So how do you break out of this? It's really simple. Back to the main topic here. Sorry for the little rant there about what I think marketing has done for all of us, but it's running your business the right way. Doing things with genuine intent and trying to genuinely help people. And the thing about content marketing is that extends all the way through to your correspondence with your market. The way that you talk with folks should be bi-directional, respectful, should take into account your audience's needs, and really when it comes down to it, it's all in service to them. The best businesses work when you think of yourself as serving someone, not as the, you know, rock star entrepreneur who's going to do this or build an app or build a business that's going to make him or her the star. It's not about that. It's about serving a particular audience, a particular clientele. And that's what makes up a good company. So if you think about this, that's going to extend from every action that you take in your business. Every business decision should be done with the right intent. And that's going to extend all the way through to the way that you talk about your business and all that, right? So in other words, when you talk about your business, be honest about it. Tell folks what the real value is. Tell them the shortcomings too. I know that's tough for most people to think. Tell your customers what you are, but also what you're not. Take a stand on certain things that are important to you and give customers the boundaries. Give them the understanding of how you're differentiated from the other offerings. Refer them to other sources if you think it will help them, even if they're competitors or near competitors. I know that sounds completely antithetical to the way that you think about doing business, but think about this. If you are providing value in whatever form it takes to your customers or potential customers, you've given them a gift. That value creates this little vacuum. I've talked about this before, this little vacuum where they want to return the favor. And that might move up the scale from sort of that favor might be just sharing with their friends. That favor might be writing a review of your product. That favor might run all the way up the chain to actually paying you. But creating that little vacuum by providing value in a genuine fashion without expecting anything in return, it's really important to content marketing. And if you got in business for any other reason than that, then look, that's fine, no judgment. But content marketing is going to be, it's going to be a struggle with that, because content marketing really does depend upon, you know, this whole tenet of doing good things for people. And again, just doing it because you want to, you genuinely want to help. So I think I'll leave it right there. This was a good gut check, going through the process with me here. I mean, these points of reflection are great, and it's given me the chance to sort of look at my own business and just say, hey, am I doing right by my own audience? Am I providing value to you in a genuine fashion, trying to help? And I always think that I am, but it's not a bad idea to look at it. And so I hope that you take this in the right spirit and that it actually provides some value to you in your own business and how you look at your own business, how you plan for your own business, etc. So, all right. Well, thank you as always for listening. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next episode.